The City of Burlington is the landlord of the Burlington International Airport, which is actually located in the municipality of South Burlington. South Burlington has passed a resolution supporting basing the F-35 fighter jets at the National Guard base at the airport, while neighboring Winooski has gone on record opposing the idea. The Burlington City Council had scheduled a public forum and council deliberation of two resolutions regarding the F-35 next Monday, but they were pulled from the agenda Thursday after City Attorney Eileen Blackwood announced the city does not have the routine public officials' liability insurance for the airport that it normally has for all other city business. City Council President Joan Shannon.
For all the votes that we cast on the City Council, we need to have insurance in case somebody decides to sue us. It's that we don't have it specific to this issue.
Attorney Blackwood, who did not return calls in time for this broadcast, wrote, quote, "Not having that insurance in place exposes Burlington taxpayers to financial risk, and it would be imprudent for the city to proceed with action concerning those issues until that insurance coverage has been obtained," unquote. Shannon decided the best course of action was to postpone those agenda items.
We can call a special meeting. But in terms of the decision-making process, keep in mind that the time to weigh in on this decision was actually when Winooski and South Burlington weighed in. They met the deadline for participating in the EIS process, which we did not participate in the last round. But we are trying to move this forward prior to the record of a decision. And the earliest the record of decision could happen is November 4th.
The postponement is rankling opponents of basing the fighter jet in Burlington. Progressive Ward 3 Councilor Vince Brennan explains that the two resolutions would prohibit basing the F-35 at the airport.
It's very upsetting. There was questions asked back in August, and through the research, we were supposed to have all the information by September 1st. It was delayed, and up until the 11th hour, you know, when the resolutions were put forward in time to be on the agenda, there was actually individuals that were expressing, you know, we need the decision of the city attorney to be fully appraised. And that request was made again and again at the 11th hour. We get this.
Outspoken opponent Jimmy Lees of Stop the F-35 Coalition says it would be better if the City Council votes before the Air Force makes a final decision.
I'm in shock that the city didn't take care of this insurance issue long ago, because there's going to be a heavy liability for the city, and our attorney Jim Dumont asked the city to provide the documents, which of course would include insurance, as to who's going to pay and how that's going to be done. So they've known about this for a year, at least a year. Why they're finally deciding to do something about it now is concerning.
Green Ribbons for the F-35s is a group supporting basing the planes at the airport. Creator Nicole Citro says the city must complete its due diligence regarding its insurance and adds that any resolution action is moot.
Making this type of resolution, I don't really see that there's any point in this. We've gone through the whole process of the draft EIS to the final EIS. We're just waiting for the final record of decision to be handed down by the Secretary of the Air Force. You know, it's not going to make any difference as far as the Air Force is concerned. So basically, it's just making a statement to the community. And when the community at large has already said that they overwhelmingly support the Air Guard and these new jets, I'm not exactly sure what they're looking to accomplish, because they're not going to stop anything.
Progressive Councillor Vince Brennan planned to meet with Council President Joan Shannon Friday to express his discontent over the decision to postpone action on the F-35s. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.